As Asian countries battle the flu outbreak, Thailand, the largest poultry exporter in the region, is trying to convince its citizens that chicken is safe to eat. Recently, thousands of Thais flocked to a Bangkok park to visit booths giving away chicken and eggs. Braving intermittent rain, thousands of people recently descended on Bangkok's Sanamluang Park to get their share of nearly 200 tons of chicken and 10 million boiled eggs being given away. Chicken producers and fast food operators packed more than 50,000 boxes of grilled and fried chicken for the crowd. Local performers lined up to sing in a free concert, and organizers placed 10,000 eggs into what they claimed was the world's largest pot of Kai Palo, a Thai stew of eggs, herbs, and pork. The Thai government threw the party to convince people that chicken is safe to eat, despite the outbreak of bird flu that has devastated the nation's large poultry industry. Dozens of countries have banned imports of poultry from infected countries, and many people are afraid to eat chicken. Sarawang Chuxtawang, a worker from Saha Farms, a major poultry producer, says she does not understand why people are afraid to eat chicken and eggs.
I don't think the disease can affect me because at Saha Farm we sell good quality chickens. That's the main purpose, to give away chicken for everybody who comes, and it is told that the chicken is safe and good to eat.
Thai Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, facing criticism at home and abroad for his handling of the bird flu outbreak, joined the party to cook his special dish, chicken and green curry, for the amused audience. Some people were reassured by the campaign. Jerry Porn Samanong is one of them.
Government explain about everything, then I'm not worried. You live in my prime minister, you understand?
Officials say it is too early to tell if the outbreak of avian flu has hurt Southeast Asia's lucrative tourism industry. Peter Karsten from Munich, Germany, says he and his wife considered the outbreak before coming to Thailand on vacation.
We were thinking if we travel to Thailand about that, but we decided to go here. Maybe we avoid eating chicken a little bit.
Siska van Helten from Belgium thinks the government should focus on wiping out the disease rather than promoting eating chicken. She worries that it is unsafe to eat poultry while the outbreak continues.
I think it's very strange. I see chicken everywhere, and I think it's a bit pervert to promote chicken. I don't know. It's very strange.
Masood Jenjua, a chicken farmer from Canada's Ontario province, says he chose to vacation in Thailand in part to support the Thai farmers who have lost their livelihood. Tens of millions of birds in the country and elsewhere in Asia have been killed to stop the spread of the flu.
I certainly feel for the plight of the farmers here, so I came to support them. Once something breaks out, even a little turkey that's contaminated, the industry just dies.
Mr. Thaksin says the virus is under control in the country, but the World Health Organization spokesman in Thailand, John Rainford, cautions it is too soon to say.
We're very cautious about whether or not those kinds of statements are appropriate, because we are dealing with an unprecedented situation in terms of the number of outbreaks in the regions. We're preparing for a long battle, that's for sure.
Bird flu viruses have been found in at least 10 Asian countries and one U.S. state in the past few months. Most areas, including Thailand, are infected with a virulent H5N1 strain, which is deadly to birds and can infect humans. More than a dozen people in Thailand and Vietnam have died after contracting H5N1 from infected chickens. Nancy Millia Collins for VOA News, Bangkok.